The Global Warming Task Force report covers a lot of ground and includes some contentious issues. So it's significant that the governor wants the entire package passed as one bill and not split off into separate ones.
You know, there are a lot of different trade-offs that go into this, and you divide this up and start picking this piece or that, I think it really fits together with a package.
Having just one bill could be especially tricky when it comes to what this report says about nuclear power. Doyle's task force recommended ending Wisconsin's long-standing moratorium on considering new nuclear power plants, a stance the governor supports.
I think it's kind of a fiction that we don't look at it now. You know, we at the University of Wisconsin, we have one of the premier nuclear engineering programs in the United States.
Some environmentalists don't like that provision, but if it's all in one bill, voting against it would also mean voting against limiting carbon emissions for businesses. It could also be a tough vote the other way for some legislators. A business-friendly lawmaker might have an easy time voting against the emissions caps. But if it's all in one bill, that would also mean voting against exploring nuclear energy, a move business supports. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.